I want you to know that the shark, being very old and suffering from asthma and heart trouble, was obliged to sleep with his mouth open. Because of this, Pinocchio was able to catch a glimpse of the sky filled with stars as he looked up through the open jaws of his new home.
"The time has come for us to escape,"
he whispered, turning to his father.
"The shark is fast asleep. The sea is calm, and the night is as bright as day. Follow me closely, dear father, and we shall soon be saved."
No sooner said than done. They climbed up the throat of the monster till they came to that immense open mouth. There they had to walk on tiptoes, for if they tickled the shark's long tongue, he might awaken, and where would they be then? The tongue was so wide and so long that it looked like a country road. The two fugitives were just about to dive into the sea, when the shark sneezed very suddenly, and, as he sneezed, he gave Pinocchio and Geppetto such a jolt that they found themselves thrown on their backs and dashed once more, and very unceremoniously, into the stomach of the monster. To make matters worse, the candle went out, and father and son were left in the dark.